All right. So first and foremost, why did you guys choose the name the Blackjacks?
We did an internet survey, and that was one of the many names listed. And the league that we're in, the LNAH, has been in existence since 1996, and several of the names that were on the list were not available because they were used by previous teams. So that was one of the top numbered requests, and the league kind of dictated that where we were going with the name.
Now, what's it like being one of the first American teams in the league?
It's very exciting. It's taken quite a lot of work to make it happen, and where we are located, it's a real good mix for Quebec and the United States and in New England in general, with East Coast Hockey League teams moving into Manchester and Portland in the last year and the last 2 years. It allows us to offer some close proximity to high-end players, being able to advance to the East Coast League or come from the East Coast League back into the LNAH and vice versa.
Who are you guys going to have starting for your first game tomorrow?
We're still working on that. It's actually, we had training camp 2 weeks ago in Berlin. We had some tremendous surprises that showed up at camp, and we've had a lot of disappointments, so it's been a work in progress. As we speak, we play tomorrow night up in Thetford Mines, and then Thetford Mines comes back down to Berlin Saturday night. So the guys that possibly will be playing up in Quebec tomorrow will not be playing here, and vice versa. So right now, I can't really name a lot of names because we're still working on that.
I gotcha. For those who don't know, what separates the LNAH from other leagues?
The minor pro league up in Quebec. Again, it was started in 1996 primarily for players that played in the Quebec Major Juniors and resided in Quebec. The kids who didn't progress out of the Quebec Major Juniors to the NHL or AHL and offer a place to play high-level hockey right in their own province. And then as players get older and come out of the NHL or the AHL, it gives them another place to participate at a high level as well. So you kind of get the younger guys that are still pursuing the dream of the NHL and the older guys, veterans, that are still wanting to play very highly competitive hockey and have that passion to play.
Now, do you think that's one of the reasons that they call the LNAH one of the toughest leagues, if not the toughest league?
Potentially one of those reasons. You get a lot of seasoned veterans that have had several games in the NHL and AHL. If you look at the LNAH, there's a lot of ex-NHL players, AHL players, European players that are still highly talented and still want to play.
Now, what can a lot of Berlin fans get ready for this coming season?
Some fast-paced, old-time hockey with, finishing your checks and perhaps a couple of liberties taken on some of the better players, and we'll have some protectors out there to protect the goal scorers.
All right, well, thank you for giving us a couple moments of your time as you head up to Quebec, and good luck on the game tomorrow.
All right, my